Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America. And this summer, they're making it easier to drive one home. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can get the car you want at the price that feels right. But don't wait. These deals are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. See why Nissan is number one for new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Not an aunt. This wasn't your aunt.
Aunt?
No, he got re... Oh, it's my aunt.
Oh, wow. Wow. OKC, OKC, we are on the road in a hotel room. If you're watching this on YouTube, if not, then no fucking difference. But holy shit. This has been great. It's raining. It's thundering. It's lightning. Tour dates, tour dates, tour dates. I'm on the road. Michael's on the road. Look, guys. Spokane, Washington, this weekend, the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday early shows are sold out. Get those late fucking tickets, baby. Spokane, so excited. You hiking ass goddamn Portland City. I'm excited to come to you guys. Speaking of come, guess where else I'm coming?
Where?
Plano, Texas, September 9th through 11th. Lexington, Kentucky, September 30th through October 2nd. Virginia Beach, VA, Sup Beach, October 22nd through October 24th. New Brunswick, New Jersey, November 4th through the 6th. Jacksonville, Florida, November 18th through the 20th. Hopefully I don't get a DUI. Denver, Colorado, December 9th through 11th. Denver, Charlotte, North Carolina. That's December 16th through 18th. And then Nashville, Tennessee, January 6th through 9th. Mr. Blaustein. That rhymed.
That did rhyme. That was insane. Also, you have to say that you need to get tickets at Trevor Wallace Comedy.
Get tickets at TrevorWallaceComedy.com. You Boom. Can find the link in my bio. Hit link and go to buy tickets.
Me, my turn. Michael Blaustein on tour, yelling about feet. What's up? Hey, August 18th, I will be in Tampa, Florida. August 19th, I'll be in Orlando, Florida. Fucking crocodiles. October 2nd, I'm in Portland, Oregon. November 2nd, I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina. Woo. November 3rd, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Jeez.
November 4th, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. November 5th through the 7th, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and November 21st, I'm in San Francisco. Go out, get them tickets at blaucomedy.com. And now, on to the mother effing episode.
It's a good one. It's chaotic as wild. We're in a fucking hotel room. Like,
dude,
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
One of my favorite episodes in a while.
I fucked my aunt.
Well,
hold on.
Why are they going to listen if you just give away the spoiler alert?
Gabe, do it. Splat! Hey, just a reminder, everyone, we have a Patreon, 4 extra episodes a month for only $5, and it gives you access to the Discord and the entire back catalog of the Patreon. They're all ad-free. Go get it, only $5 a month. Go
do
get it,
it.
On patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go do it.
All right, let's start with Michael putting his, God, jeez. Why is there so much gum with the tooth that it comes with?
I don't know, dude. I'm just going to say that you know your life's in shambles when you just take your fake tooth out and you just drop it on a fucking iPhone. Like, and I'm also in Oklahoma City, so I just
What are you sunglasses on? What are you, the back of a Denali right now?
Dude, I feel good. This makes me feel good.
Sunglasses?
No. I feel really douchey right now.
I don't think so at all.
sarcasm. I would also like to say that I just think it's funny when rappers wear sunglasses in the club. You can't see anything.
It's very funny.
You can't see anything.
I know. What is it even for?
I don't know.
Maybe it's to like check out girls. What if it was like something like really like...
What if they had glaucoma? We were just making fun of them the whole time.
But like, what if it was something so like innocent? They're like, I just wanted to look at boobies without getting yelled at by my girlfriend.
I think that's why all rappers are rappers.
Sometimes I forget I'm wearing sunglasses and I'm like, oh yeah. You can just look at anything.
It's kind of the same. It's a mask for eyes.
Dude, you're woke as fuck.
Dude, I'm woke as fuck, bro.
But do you ever think you're wearing sunglasses, but you're not?
No, because I'm not an idiot.
I guess that's where we differentiate things on this podcast. Your tooth is on your phone right now, and you're going to take a call later and have tooth remnants on the side of your cheek.
Oh, do you think you're a jealous guy?
Yeah.
Oh, what is your most jealous, like, not maybe not your most, because
what
know,
am I the most jealous of?
Like, is there a moment where you go, wow, I need to, like, reel this back. This is, like, too much.
Too much jealousy? What's an example? Give me, I'm a little lost.
Like, well, you remember the time that I told this story when I...
Rams football player?
I'm sorry?
Rams football player?
I really have to go to the Rams stadium and blow it up. I don't know any other...
Like, they don't even play here.
Blow it up. I'm going to call the Seahawks and be like, do you know your hottest player? And they'd be like, yes. And I'm like, all right, bring him out.
Remember when you didn't AK-47. Say what team it was? There you go.
Huh?
Oh, you said they were Super
I said
Bowl.
They were from the Seahawks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did I?
You well, said they, were, yeah. they won a Super Bowl, but
guy from the
there's,
Seahawks.
There's a lot okay. of people.
There's so, dude, there's so many people on the football team, and she banged them all. Fuck!
Russell Wilson? No.
If it was Russell Wilson, I'd tell you guys, because that's a big flex.
Like, I feel like...
The girl that's my girlfriend now used to fuck Russell Wilson. I'd tell everyone that.
I feel like Russell Wilson's dirty talk is just him like reading like a Chick-fil-A menu. Like, he's such a nice guy.
I think that all the super, super nice guys are the guys that just bang women with Slim Jims. Like, just weird shit.
Oh, BDSM shit?
Yeah, just throw yeah, Lincoln Longs in there and shit.
That definitely could be. What was one thing you were saying about jealousy? You're like, oh, there was one time. Remember when
this,
I...
Oh, this is like, this is peak extreme jealousy when yeah, I was yeah, like... Yeah. Because I'm the type of person, like, once I start feeling like mistrust or distrust, what is it? Is it mistrust or distrust? Do we fucking know? Doesn't
mistress?
Matter. Mistress?
Mistress, you could... That's only time you can say that is if somebody's cheating on their like father. This mistress came by.
Yeah, mistress is really renaissance.
But mistress just means a female, right? A mistress?
I think a mistress is when you're fucking out of wedlock. What's what? Wedlock?
What did you say? Some of the words you say on here, I wonder what time era you're from. I feel like...
Dude, no, but wedlock just means like... It's,
you keep saying it.
I'm gonna try to explain it.
What is a wedlock?
Wedlock is when you're like married, right? It's like a term for marriage. Like you're locked into
wedding.
Wedding. You're locked into yeah. marriage. So you fuck out of wedlock. It means like you. wedlock
sounds
Pokemon.
Like the capital of Wisconsin. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Wedlock, Wisconsin.
God damn.
Anyways, jealousy.
Jealousy. So I know. This was before that I could like kind of feel my feelings when I was in college. I've already told a story before, but this is an example of what peak jealousy for me is when I did not trust my girlfriend at all. And the whole story about how I woke up at 4 a.m. and went underneath the bed.
Oh,
that. That's an example of like peak.
But is that jealousy or just curiosity?
It was definitely
jealousy. I think is like when you see somebody hotter than you and you're like, why can't I look like that?
Oh,
that's jealousy. I'm like jealous.
Oh, that's jealousy. I mean, that's a type of jealousy. I mean, like the jealousy because maybe
you were just skeptical that she was banging other dudes.
Well, she was. She
right.
was. Yeah.
But were you jealous?
His name
of that?
Was Garth.
Really?
His name
you
was
got
Garth.
Cheated on by a guy named Garth.
Garth. They
There's only one Garth in the world, and it's Garth Brooks. And then if you're drunk and you see Garfield the cat, and you go Garth, and you just mistake his name.
Garfield the cat loved lasagna.
Whoever
invented Garfield was just like, hey, we need him to like Italian food.
Great,
lasagna.
Great marketing. I'll tell you that much. Olive Garden stocks boom. After
Never
that.
Been. Want to go.
Dude, did you like to read the comics as a kid?
I still don't know how to read.
Well, you know what the fuck a wedlock is, though.
Dude, I do. I mean, I read. I don't. Okay. Cartoons I never read.
You know who definitely reads is our waiter we had at IHOP this morning.
No,
she was a character. Some of the people I hear, they're just so nice, but it's just like. The pacing, right as we get to this IHOP, there's probably four other tables taken. Big IHOP.
In the whole restaurant.
The whole restaurant. And we go, can we get a table for three? And she goes and looks back at it like, I thought we were fucking around.
Yeah.
And she looks back at it and she goes, I don't know if any of these are clean. I was like, what?
Well, I know what you could do next.
Clean
the goddamn clean tables. Them. And not in a mean way, right. But like we sat down, there was no booths available because obviously they're all taken.
All the booths had just dirty plates on them.
But it's like
stacked up.
I also, you know what's funny? I didn't see any bus people. Like I didn't see anyone.
I saw
busing.
One at the end, but I think she worked at like an AutoZone. I don't think she worked there.
Yeah, she just came in for some extra tips.
Yeah.
That's funny if you could just walk into places and be like, I'm gonna take some plates up. Can I
Play
get
some
tips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting lady.
Well, it's also like real quick before you get into lady, just like eating in chaos was funny. Like we were literally in the middle section and on like a table with no booths. We were surrounded by dirty booths, like literally
dirty booths
stacked.
And then there's an employee just
cheese on the ground.
There was macaroni and cheese on the ground at an IHOP at 10 a.m.
And then a woman was literally in the booth with some other dude. That's
yeah,
probably
there was an
out
employee there. Yeah,
yeah.
There was an employee there just sitting with a dude who had a ponytail, but the sides were shaved. I don't know what that is. That's got to be.
That's prison.
Is that the?
That's prison.
Kind of like the modern day Davy Crockett, if you think about it.
Davy Crockett killed a raccoon and put it on his head.
But that's modern day Davy Crockett.
That's hilarious. Now I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
yes.
It's just on top and then it's back. It looks like a lobster tail.
You know what I said to you guys that I thought was an interesting observation?
You love us?
Well, like, I love you guys so much.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But when she walked up to him and she said, "Can I refill your Dr. Pepper?" And that is the most Midwestern thing in my head that you can say.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the table next to us, the other table that came in, was like, "Can I get a root beer?" And this is 11 a.m. And she goes, we don't have root beer.
And she goes,
and then he took a deep breath. He goes, and she goes, "Well, we got Sprite, Coke, and Mountain Dew. What do you do?"
How about water? Just drink water, maybe.
You ever see those, like, I mean, obviously the answer is yes, but like those 64-ounce big gulp jugs?
Uh-huh.
You go, who buys those? And then you come to Oklahoma City and you go, yeah.
The city of Oklahoma does.
And you just sip on it all day, just like a fucking Midwestern hamster. You're like, I'm just going to just all day just title. You know, honestly, I would do that. I do that with a fucking large coffee. I just drink cold brew throughout the day.
Yeah, but cold brew is different than drinking Code Red Mountain Dew.
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you do if you're like your teacher walks in just chugging a Code Red? You're like, I don't think we're learning anatomy today.
No, because she today doesn't know anatomy.
We're learning how to make barbed wire fences. It's very funny.
Dude, it's really crazy how someone invented barbed wire fences.
Well, they're like, we got to keep these people out of here. And they're like, what if we made these fences sharper?
But I think they were designed for like cows first. And they're like, also people.
You know what's funny is electrical fences. And then people were like, what if we peed on them?
Who the fuck said that?
Didn't they do that in Jackass? People do. And you get electrocuted because of stream. I think you could come on one because cum disconnects. Shoots out.
You could definitely come on an electric fence. For sure.
Title.
How much money would it take you for somebody to be like, hey, go come on that electric fence? It's hard to come on. Like it's funny to think about, but like realistically in practice, it's hard to just
like. You don't like aiming. That's the biggest problem here. I just let it go.
Yeah. Aiming is, I'm not in North Korea. I like, it's, you know what I mean? It's the opposite. I feel like in North Korea, there's a very regimented where you can come. Can you even come in North Korea?
No.
Can't come in North Korea.
I think you can twice a month.
That's actually a nice plan because those 2 days are just you'll have something to look forward to.
Yeah,
and that's really nice.
You ever look forward to drinking off,
dude? Yes, yes. It's a different, now that I have a girlfriend. It's a nice different experience. And then when she goes, gotta go to Trader Joe's, be back in 20. I go, how much time? 20?
Do you think your parents used to know when you would ask like when they're gonna be home? They would do that. They'd be like, all right, I'm going to go pick up the rotisserie for tonight's dinner. You're like, oh, when do you think he'll be back? Mom's like, I don't know, 15 minutes. And you're like, okay, I was just curious.
Yeah,
that's essentially being like, I have enough time to jerk off?
Mm-hmm. It is funny because when you're like 11, 12, you've never asked your parents one time when they're going to be back. And then once you're at like 13, you're very interested in their schedule.
Funny.
Very interested.
Yeah, and they have to know. Yeah. You act like parents didn't have this phase.
Dude, as soon as my kid closes the door, I'm like, he's jacking off.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Hey, guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn.
Well, dude, that was so funny. When I would get grounded, I need to work this into a stand-up. My parents used to take off my door. When I would get grounded, they would just take the door off.
Oh, my God.
You're like, "What? This is the worst thing ever, because now I'm mad, and I'm just going to be horned up around the house."
Yeah, I mean, I used to jerk off in a closet, because I'm a fucking ninja.
I don't know if ninja is the right word for that.
I think so. Okay. Oh, it was very sloth. What's the word?
Idiot.
Wedlock.
No, I think you just rub it out in the shower. But I remember I used to shower.
I don't like shower jerk-offs.
I would shower really long. My mom would be like, "Trevor, are you still in there?"
No, Mom, I'm not.
I've disintegrated into a bottle of Jergens.
Dude, remember when iPhones used to not be water resistant? Because sometimes
are they?
They're water resistant now.
What does that mean? I can put it in my coffee?
Yeah, you really could. You could put it in. I don't know how long it would like last, but you could you could put it in. It wouldn't break. But before that, I remember I felt as though I would always risk my cell phone getting water damage because I would jerk off in the shower.
You'd bring it in the shower?
Do it all the time?
Dude, you know what I used to do as a youngin'? I would print out naked photos.
I remember this, yeah.
And then I put them in a paintball magazine and stash it in the magazine collection. Mm-hmm. But then I had a roll of tape in the bathroom, and I would tape the photos to the window of the shower.
Oh, well, this is different. This is a part of the story I did not know about.
I just remembered it. But I would literally have like it was essentially modern day having different tabs open. I would have like four different photos just like taped to the glass window, and I would just like change my eyesight.
Wouldn't the humidity just ruin them?
You'd think, but no.
Really?
It would make them a little more moist, if anything.
Hell, come on,
I made it look real. I was like, God damn.
Oh shit, you made these pictures wet.
But no, they weren't on the inside, they were on the outside.
I'm not understanding.
Okay.
Yes.
Be in a shower.
Got it? I'm in.
There's a glass.
Well, you had a glass thing, glass door?
Yeah, come on now.
Dude, you're wealthy. Well, I had a shower curtain.
The shower that was upstairs had a curtain, and I was showered in the downstairs one. Easier to jerk off.
In the basement or the first floor?
First floor.
Did your parents mainly hang on the first floor?
It was, not really.
Mm.
But it was just, it had a, so just like when you close it on the outside, I would tape the photos facing in.
Got it.
Like they're like
got it. They would be on the outside of the chair.
Outside facing in.
That's genius. Right?
So got every it. Once in a while, when it would get too foggy, then I'd have to like wipe it off with my hands so I could see the full tit.
Car wash to see the full tit.
Yeah.
Who would you type in? Pamela.
I was bigger on like big tit stuff.
You'd literally just type in big tits.
Yeah. I mean, dude.
Did you know how to delete the history?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, every time my mom would go to the computer, it'd be deleted history.
Like just everything empty.
Everything empty.
Fuck.
Yeah. Because was that always a part of emptying history? Would you always be able to select the date range? I feel like it used to just be you can delete everything. Or keep everything.
Well, dude, I like found a loophole on like a lot of things. Or what I would do is I would delete the history, and then I would just type in like random websites. I'd be like, Nike, Adidas, so that it looked like there was something in there.
Oh my God, yeah. I would too.
Yeah.
I'd type in like NBA, Google, like
yeah, but
whatever.
Like just to add something. But then my mom's like, okay, I guess Trevor was jerking off to Adidas ads again. But, I found a hack to get on to essentially where a porn site was. It was like there was a paintball website that I always went to. And in there, in somebody's description, you could click a link, and then that link took you to something that had porn on it. So it was all through.
Whoa.
So it was all through like paintball. So it didn't look like I was looking at porn, but I had to find a certain thread like where people were communicating.
Yeah.
And then there's like this one girl who would post in there like did porn. And you could like, it was only fans before it was OnlyFans.
Yeah.
This was the fan, right?
So
I would like find that and then click it and go to hers and I would like find the porn on that.
God, so she posted her own porn.
Essentially, yeah.
Like amateur? Or like lighting? I mean,
anybody who's posting their own porn is somewhat amateur. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, well, if they're like an actual...
Depends. If you have like a Black Magic camera filming your coochie, that's pretty pro.
That is kind of tight.
If you have to open your fucking shit on DaVinci to color it.
Whoa. I would like to ask, why are they all porn stars? Do you just if you get cummed on, you're like, I'm a porn star. How do you become a porn star? Because star's an aggressive
word. I'll show you.
Word.
Gabe, cut the cameras.
No, actually,
we're on a couch right now. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know
I
mean? Like, they're all, like, are they ever just like porn people? Like, probably. They're all just porn stars.
Porn star.
Like, immediately porn stars.
Hollywood star.
Porn star.
Music star. Yeah, I don't know.
But like,
well, porn stars is like, I don't know. I think, when I think of porn stars, I think of like the big names, Lana Rhodes, Mia Khalifa,
right.
My mom. So,
whoa.
Honestly, a porn star should name themselves My Mom.
Hold on. Let me.
Like, as like a. Then they're like, so and so gets fucked by my mom.
My mom. Oh, when bars are like, oh, the library.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or, I went to
like,
the library.
Like Steve-O has on his ass tattooed is like your name, but it says like your name.
Mm.
Funny. So, like, when people are searching, they're like, yo, have you seen my mom get fucked? What?
Honestly,
it's a bad idea. Somebody out there is probably trying to do it.
It's not. I was off board. SEO, now I'm very on board.
Very
I like
on board.
It.
Anyways, back to the porn.
Porn history, which makes me think, you're talking about the pictures, which makes me think like, I just think it's interesting, like back in the day, I'm just always trying to think of like, what did they use to jerk off? Like, and then I'm thinking like, did they use like oil paintings? Cause that's like the highest class of jerking off. If you're like, if you're a rich person, you're just jacking off to like the Michelangelo painting. Like that is like the highest class.
I think there's like a different level of horny. It's like they still had movies. So you might just be, you know, somebody is like, yo, you got to get that VHS of, you know, and then at minute 23, you see half a tit.
Dude, what I think I already said, did I ever tell you that I stole my buddy's porn?
No.
Yeah. Like we were.
You have big steal your buddy porn's energy.
100%.
Yeah.
Stole it.
That's
needed
so
it.
So fucked up.
Dude, so fucked up.
Because one night it was horned up.
No one even said anything.
And then he went in there. Well, yeah, what are they going to say? Did you steal my porn?
Well,
because they probably thought their parents took it.
Well, here's. Oh, yeah. Good. They did. No, they didn't. I did. Jerk
I'm
off.
Papa Giorgio.
Dude,
what do you mean? What happened?
It was a fucking VHS tape. And let me tell you something. I wore that ribbon out. Like, I knew exactly what minute. I'm telling you right now, it was 23 something.
It was a porn. Was it a movie?
No, it was a movie. It wasn't like their parents' porn. It was, so we were having like a big sleepover in high school.
Wait, but this like was like something 14, that was like 15. In the theaters, or this was porn?
No, this was porn on a VHS
at my buddy's house.
And it was like, we were like 14, 15, and had a sleepover. And he like just popped it on. Did you ever have those sleepovers where... It was just like, what are we gonna do next? Oh yeah, just watch porn again.
Yeah, we would do that. My friend Andy, my next door neighbor at the time, we would watch HBO because they.
Yeah.
But they would never show fucking. It was only tits.
But it's such a weird. Now that you think back on it, it's such a weird thing to do. Like
everybody would be silent.
Just everyone would be silent watching porn. Everyone's rock hard.
Yeah.
They're like 7, 14-year-old boys. Just hey, this is cool. Like, and they're all acting as if they're not hard. Like it's just so funny.
I remember we were drinking orange juice, watching HBO with tits out.
Yeah.
And what's funny is like we would do where we would have an alternative channel, and all the remotes had like previous channel buttons.
Got it.
Because if we heard a little bit of rustling upstairs, parents coming down. Oh, sorry, we're just watching Dodger highlights.
Holy crap! I love
we're all just hard watching the Dodgers.
But yeah, so we watched like a little bit of, not the full thing, like 10 minutes of it. Right? I got this porn, blah blah blah. Watch right, and then I waited, like midway through watching porn, I'm like, I'm gonna take this. I was such a klepto, bro. I was like, I'm gonna take this.
Yeah.
And we all just like went to sleep. And I made sure everyone was asleep. I'm a
in
big
the
like
of the night. You were like all some tooth fairy shit.
Oh, bro, the opposite though. I'm not leaving shit.
Oh.
I'm taking something and fuck your tooth. So wait, it's like four. Got him.
What do you think a tooth fairy would give you for that?
They
a prayer.
Yeah, they would. I think they would just kill me. So
middle of the night, you're horned up.
Yeah, if I left this underneath the pillow, the tooth fairy would take the pillow and smother me, it would kill me, just dead. So
I'll take the rest of your teeth.
Yeah, so it was like 4 a.m. and we all had like sleeping bags in the basement, and I got up and I was just trying to be the most ninja I could possibly be without like rustling.
Sleeping bags are so loud though.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I was pissed. Oh, who? Hold on, you're zipping up?
No, down.
Oh, down.
You have to zip it down to get out.
I never zipped it.
Oh, really?
No, I usually
you're just all flapped up?
Well, I'm an idiot. I would always, any sleepover, I never camped. I didn't know how to do it, okay? I didn't have a dad, so I would sleep on the ground and then use the sleeping bag as like a blanket. I'm stupid.
Wait, I'm dumb.
I'm a dumb guy.
You didn't sleep inside of the sleeping bag?
Dude, I didn't. Here's the funny thing. I didn't know that was an option.
What is wrong with you?
I didn't.
That's like eating the crust of a Hot Pocket, you fucking freak.
Oh, should we go back to how you ate pancakes, you goddamn loser?
Yeah, that was all an act. This is a bit.
No, it's not. It wasn't a bit. That's how you eat pancakes.
Wait, you would just use the sleeping bag as a blanket?
As a blanket. Dude, I'm legit didn't.
Do you think the parents were like, this kid's a little... This kid, we might need to pour his own milk for.
They already knew.
So, okay.
Yeah, so I didn't have that whole rigmarole of like unzipping.
The father, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Who needs dads these days? So I took the sleeping bag off like a blanket.
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom.
Gotcha.
And then I literally was like, I remember I had my socks on and I was like tiptoe, because there was like probably seven boys down in the basement. Sounds awful. Please cut it with context.
Just gonna smash cut to this and be like, and I'm stealing the porn. All right.
So I'm like tiptoeing. You ever seen those movies with the lasers? They're trying to rob a bank. Yeah. I literally was like, but the lasers.
Banks just don't have that anymore. Yeah.
But the lasers were 14 year old boys. So I was.
Clip it, cut it.
So
you're breaking into a house with a bunch of 14 year old boys.
Yeah, 100%. So I was like slew sloughing around. Mow those words up, you guys know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to avoid the boys, wedlock. And then the hardest part was my cock.
I was just gonna say.
The hardest part was having to press eject on a VHS tape, because that shit makes so much noise.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you eject, all, prah, 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 and everyone, yeah, and everyone's asleep. So, dude, the last thing you want to do.
You guys fell asleep with it in?
In the thing.
That's bold.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it wasn't playing, but it was in.
I know, but even if in the morning the dad's like, I want to watch Bambi. And he's like, hold up.
I would be like, why are you trying to watch Bambi, you fucking freak?
I don't know.
It's like, I work at the post office, so leave me alone.
That's the weird part about this story.
So.
Not you tiptoeing over fucking tits for dicks.
I wish it was fucking tits. It was all just hard boys. So.
Clip it.
Don't clip it. So right. So
you're
jerking
off.
Yes. So I'm at the VHS. I'm like sweating. I'm like literally robbing. I'm like robbing a friend of mine. It's awful. God. So the eject button is the worst thing because it's going to make a whole thing. So I just hit it and I didn't know what I was going to say if people woke up. But
I'm sleepwalking. It's funny to say I'm sleepwalking.
Ambien. Yeah, I'm sleepwalking. Just yell it. Eject. No one woke up. And I sat there for a second. No one woke up. And then I slowly, and taking a VHS tape out of the thing makes a lot of noise. And I got it, and then I put it under my waistband of my sweatpants.
Cock.
Yeah. Just by my cock. I put it in my waistband, and I slip slop backed and went to sleep. And then in the morning, I put it in my backpack when everyone wasn't looking.
And nobody ever questioned you?
No. And I put it in my
back. Do you think your friends were like, dude, dad for sure found it?
You know what's funny, man? It was never brought up again. I just had the VHS.
Yeah, because the parents beat the shit out of him so hard he couldn't talk.
Wow.
Title. I just solved a mystery.
Title.
Not title.
But yeah, his name was, what am I going to fucking dox this guy for? I always say everyone's name. I think it's funny.
Christina Scalco.
Christina.
Even Will, I know her.
Will Grofik. That was his name.
Wow.
Yeah, Will Grofik. But yeah, dude, where is it? Where is the porn? She was so fucking hot. It was the first porn that I watched that she had like a little bit of a bush, and I was like, bruh, I'm so
I'll
into it.
I'll tell you what, a little bit of a bush with some big old tits.
She had big tits.
Dude.
And she wore this aquamarina colored thong. And the guy pushed it. I'm getting a little hard now. She put the guy would push the push it like a little to the side. He didn't take it off.
Dude.
And had perfect tits. Goddamn.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries.
Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn. That was like when I was a youngin'. I think it was Gina Michaels. You know her?
Gina Michaels?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was someone in your high school. I don't know.
No, this is a porn star.
Oh, I don't know who Gina Michaels is.
She was like,
yeah, bring up
exactly
the
what I looked up to. Yeah, it was fucking tits galore.
Oh man, like just a cornucopia of tits.
Tits and a little bit of bush.
There's something about a little bit of bush. I mean, I feel like I hope it's actually coming back a little bit. But a lot of girls just out of here bald eagle.
Oh yeah, this was her, dude.
Just super bald eagle.
She.
I want just a little bit.
She was.
I like
my
to go down on a
white
girl.
Buffalo.
I like to go down on a girl and get a little bit of pubes in my fucking teeth. I'm like, well,
I wouldn't say that too loud.
I would.
You know what's funny is I went to GinaMichaels.com and it's just a girl just welding, just playing with fucking lava.
What?
This is not what I jerked off to. You guys know what it is. Gina Michaels. Let me find her.
Gina Michaels porn and just go to her, images. Are you trying to find her Instagram?
Dude, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so horned up, I can't even type.
Dude, I think you guys missed the part where I said she had an aquamarine.
Do you ever see
thong.
Her?
Let me see. No. Yeah, I think we might have to go to like younger pictures.
No, this is prime.
No. Can't be. This is what you're into?
Dude, when I was like a fucking horned up dude who just found out about jerking off.
She looks like your stepmom.
It's something about that.
Did I ever tell you I jerked off to my uncle's wife before?
How is this? Honestly, you said so much on this podcast, I'm not even surprised anymore.
This one still caught me a little bit off guard.
Wait, your
what?
Your uncle's wife?
It's just such a funny sentence.
Yeah, I jerked off to my uncle's wife.
Because isn't that your aunt?
Dude.
No.
Gina Michaels?
I'm so out. She looks like our IHOP waitress.
She kind of does. Dude, honestly,
she really
our
does.
IHOP waitress was great, and I would...
Whoa.
Dude, this was...
Let me see.
This is exactly what I was into. Just big knockers, good smile, and a little bit of bush, and RSVP me.
She looks like she works at a carnival.
Well,
she has a carnival face.
Somebody give me a hammer because I'm fucking hitting that bell. Jesus Christ, that
ding
was my
dong,
carousel.
Ding dong.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding, actual dong. Well, that's what I would like print out and put on the shower for context.
I could see that. She just looks like a dirty waitress. That has like she just smells like onion rings.
Yeah, that's fine. You can just talk about my wife like that. That's cool.
It's not your wife, dude.
Whatever.
How many times have you jerked off to Gina Michaels in your whole life?
Probably 42.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Dude,
that was my go-to.
You were just having Gina Michaels.
Yeah. That was my go-to when I was printing out the pornography.
You know what's interesting is when I would be typing in stuff, it wouldn't be someone specific, but when I would always jerk off to, what's her name? Kristen Kirk.
Let me see her. I've never heard of that.
Well, because she's not
a porn. Like she's running for Congress.
She's not a porn star.
She sounds like a newscaster.
No, she's this girl on Smallville.
You're getting mad at me? Smallville?
Yeah, she's a girl on Smallville.
Weird. I'm actually looking at porn stars. Gabe, shut it down. but, well, I think I found her because I was like, big tits. And then she like showed up. What's she up to these days? Come on the podcast.
Hold on. I'll hold on. We can probably get on the show. I would like to show you. I literally would jerk off to this girl.
Gianna Michaels, maybe?
This girl. What's wrong? What's happening?
The bitch is like an alien. How old is she?
Now? 64. No, she's on the show Smallville. I don't know, dude. I thought it was fucking super hot. She was very, very much my type. She had kind of like a Mila Kunis look. But I would, dude, I've watched the Pamela Anderson tape like 4 billion times. I was a big like Pamela Anderson looker.
Oh, with motherfucking,
yeah, Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee,
a big dude. I could draw his cock from memory. That's how much I've seen.
A lot of people could draw a penis from memory.
No, but his specific cock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like I could draw it and you could go into a lineup of cocks and be like, that's Tommy Lee's. I know it specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I would also always type in the Kim Kardashian tape.
Let's go back to you jerking off to your uncle's wife.
I don't want to. Listen, so...
I do. Anyway, what do you mean? Where did you get a photo? Just like a family photo?
No. I feel like I've just
The wedding card? No, you've not told this before.
I feel like I have.
Yeah, I feel like you're trying to get out of a story. I've told this one many of times. Trevor, no, you were just too busy fantasizing Gianna Michaels.
Her name's Gianna?
I don't know. G-I...
That fucking baguette bitch.
G-I-A-N-N-A. Gianna.
Gianna.
You're actually surprisingly good at spelling.
I don't know about that.
No? Spell pterodactyl.
R?
Hold on.
Hop. Yeah. I hop. Our waitress, she, I could see her dabbling in the porn industry.
Oh, but 100%.
She had a little, she had a nose ring? Tongue ring?
Lip ring? Tongue ring.
Tongue, lip ring?
Just like me.
Yeah, Celica. But she was just a character. She walked up to our table randomly and she goes, you know what's a funny word? Chimichangas.
Can I give a little more context?
This sure. is when she was. She didn't give us context.
None, but I would like to give the people a little more context. This is when she was dropping off the checks.
Checks.
She
nothing, just nothing related.
She just appeared out of nowhere and she was like, you know what's a funny word? Chimichangas. And just dropped the. Oh, I'd like to say. She goes, you know what's a funny word? And I quickly go, Chips Ahoy. And she was like, wow, that's pretty close. Chimichanga.
But also, Jesus, I have COVID. Remember when I had a sore throat on stage last night and you didn't give me throat coat?
You're secretly so pissed.
So mad.
I forgot I had it.
No, but what's funny is I was like, do you guys sell chimichangas? She's like, no, I just thought about it. She's just walking around IHOP, not cleaning tables, being like, chimichangas are crazy.
If you took an x-ray of her head, it would just be a gerbil on a wheel.
And instead of a gerbil, it's a chimichanga. And instead of a wheel, it's a chimichanga.
Also, hey, stop thinking about chimichangas and clean the fucking tables, dude.
Dude, I felt like we were on a TV show when we walked in there.
Yeah. It felt like we were literally eating at a trash dump. There was macaroni and cheese on the ground. Macaroni and cheese on the ground.
I didn't even know I've had macaroni and cheese.
I think it does. They just go That's the crazy part.
Yeah, they just go to like a local Walmart and just get Kraft macaroni and be like, yeah, we can make this.
You want me to refill your Dr. Pepper? When was the last time you had a Dr. Pepper? Also, where did he get his degree?
Doctor.
Where? Dr. Pepper?
I don't know.
Who's Dr. his Pepper's wife? Pretty solid, Salt? Though. Kill me. All right. So my uncle's wife.
TikTok.
There was this one time.
Oh, yeah. This is a story. You're jerking off to your uncle's wife.
Not an aunt, though?
Huh?
Not an aunt. This wasn't your aunt.
Aunt?
No, he got re... Oh, it's funny.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now the connection makes. And he's like, well, I already told this story, huh, guys? Dude, you've jerked off to your aunt. You've made out with your cousin. You've jerked off with your aunt.
It's my aunt.
Do you still see her?
No, they got divorced. I.
Why do you think they got divorced?
Dude, hold on.
Wow. You learn a lot about yourself on this podcast. I remember I used to jerk off with images on my shower. You remember you made out with your aunt.
I didn't make out with my aunt.
Oh, I saw you jerk off. You made cousin.
I made out with my cousin.
There you go.
Listen, man.
So you pull up to family barbecues and be like, ah-ha-ha.
I thought,
getting this work? You go, 23 and me. God damn.
Hold on. Is it a little different that my uncle got married like late? Like, I didn't know her when I was a kid.
Don't try to justify it.
But I'm just saying, because I literally just put together that she's actually my aunt, but, like, she wasn't my aunt. Like, he got married to her, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's fair.
A little deal. Like, I didn't know her as, like, a kid. So it's, like, it's
so honestly, they were dating at the time?
No. They got married pretty quick. But it's like...
Wait, what? I'm so lost.
So my uncle didn't get married till like late. So like I didn't know this woman as my aunt ever, like as a kid. They got married when I was like 20. So it's like, this woman to me is exactly like having like a step aunt. It's like that type of feeling. There's no, what's the word? I want to say nutrition. There's no like nurturing.
Nutrition?
There's no like nurturing effect. Like
wedlock, Here's the thing. You masturbate into your aunt and that's just what it is.
And in their shower.
like to the thought of her? Was it a photo?
No, it was to the thought. It was to the thought. I was taking a shower.
You could have thought about anything. You had your whole imagination and you're like, I'm going to go in her shower and pretend to be him.
Oh, I wasn't him. I was me. I literally.
Yeah, but you were him banging out her.
I wasn't him. I was me.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for justifying that.
It was the thought.
That would have been weird if you thought you were him.
Of course. I don't want to be my uncle. I want to be me banging my aunt. Clip it.
I think this should be a regular episode, by the way.
Whatever we want it to be. It's our show. Hold on. So this is what I did. I played golf with my uncle and I was a little fucking dirty.
What do you mean dirty?
You know, you play fucking.
Oh, just
play
sweaty.
18, I was sweaty and hot and hard, you know?
But you were just golfing with a guy whose girl you're about to jerk off to?
Uh-huh. Anyways, so I was showering and I was horned the hell up. I don't know why. They painted their walls purple. That's odd.
It's a horny color.
Yeah. So, yeah, their entire bedroom was purple. Like dark purple.
Weird.
Pick a new color.
Barney's Playhouse. What the fuck?
Yeah, I love you. I jumped up in your shower.
Barney's got to be the weirdest thing that ever kids
will. Who's Barney inside there?
I don't know.
A dude on meth for sure.
You got to slow. Meth is too energetic. You need somebody who's slowed down.
Oh, heroin.
Somebody on a lot of heroin and Xanax.
Gabe.
Gabe.
Gabe did heroin. Gabe, I can't believe that. Cops, talk!
So I'm busy. I got a lot going on over here.
He's still on heroin. No, that's crazy.
Anyway, so I jerked. So I was in the shower. It was getting all fucking steamy. And I just was hard. And I started jacking this dick. That's an aggressive way to say it. I started massaging my meat. Title. And I was just like, what should I jerk off to in my brain? And I did the Rolodex. And there was something really hot about the thought of my aunt. This sounds awful, but whatever. My aunt, my step aunt, whatever the fuck, you guys know what I'm talking about. And like hot about her, like knocking on the door, be like, do you need a towel? And then she opens the door and she's
like. The way things work in your brain is so funny. She's gonna open it and be like, oh, is that my cousin? Well, I guess I got a towel for you. Psych, it's my hands. I gotta dry off your dick with my hands.
The difference is she was like, oh, that's my nephew.
Okay. Any of these words aren't making it any better.
It's kind of hot to be like, anyways, but that was my visual, my brain.
Yeah.
Her like knocking on the door, opening the door and be like, do you need a fucking towel? And I was like, yeah, I'm all fucking wet. And then we just fuck in the shower. And I was like literally jerking off to the thought of me banging my step aunt or whatever the hell it is. It's my actual aunt. I really,
honestly, that's not as bad as I thought. I thought, well, it's still bad, but.
What did you think it was?
I thought you were like, you found a photo of her that like your uncle?
Uncle, yeah.
Sorry, I'm not used to using these words in a sexual term. I thought it was like a photo that your uncle held on to, like of her. Maybe you caught a nitpick.
No.
Or
it wasn't
like a photo off the family mantle that you're like, oh, this one's coming with me.
Not all.
You
all
said you're
mental.
A klepto and you're stealing porn. So I thought you'd go to find the Christmas card from like 2007 and be like, you coming with me.
No.
Penis.
Well, she also had a dirty vibe to her. She like believed in magic. Yeah, you know those girls.
What does that mean?
But you know those girls who are like have crystals. And
okay.
Like, you know, and they believe like in if you're a Leo, you're this.
Yeah.
Like
those. They believe in incest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those girls
are all horse.
Well,
no, they're all horse. if you do yoga more than four times a week. You're a whore.
A limber whore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in my brain, she was fucking limber. I took her in the shower, gave her a hee-haw, petit-haw.
In your imagination.
In my imagination. Yeah.
Did you have post-nut regret? Were you walked us?
Immediately. I felt really bad.
You walk outside and she's making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yeah. And you're like, don't even look at me.
Dude, they literally were making me rice cakes with peanut butter. I remember distinctly, I felt so bad.
That's the driest meal ever also.
Yeah, yeah.
Rice cakes and peanut butter?
They're weirdos.
They heard you jerking off and like, what's the worst thing we can give them that won't make them horny?
Yeah, they just put sand on my fucking, on my rice cakes. But I remember, and there was the glass door. They had a glass door and I came all over the glass door and it's really hard to get cum off the glass door.
It's really not.
If you don't use the water, it is because it smears.
Well, was the shower on?
Yeah. But it wasn't hitting that piece of the glass door. So I immediately tried to wipe it because I felt bad and then I wiped cum all over my fucking glass door.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I hope he listens to this podcast.
I really, 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 I actually don't care, but I hope he doesn't. It'll be a funny call. He actually just called to wish me happy birthday and I didn't call him back. I need to call him back.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it is. I feel bad.
First, you don't answer his call, then you jerk off to his wife.
I'm telling you, when I was working myself through that again, I was like, I'm into this.
Dude, I need a photo to justify anything.
I just want to say, can you be with me a little bit by the thought of, or the understanding that this woman's not like my maternal aunt? Like, right. I didn't grow up with this woman.
No, you have zero blood with her. She's just in the family blood, by association.
Yeah, but also, like, I have aunts and uncles that are, like, not blood. But, like, I grew up, like, I was born and they were my uncle, or I was born and they were my aunt.
Yeah, she might as well have been a friend that he brought around.
100%. It was like a friend's mom.
Yeah.
The way I felt about
it's just hard to put that title on it and not be like, hold on, I know we're in Oklahoma, but this is a little too close to home.
Yeah, but it was hot. They had purple walls. What are you doing?
Fucking. They're probably fucking.
Yeah, I think they did.
Purple walls.
Yeah, dude. There was my brother-in-law and my brother helped my uncle move one time, and he had an entire collection of vintage Playboys. Like boxes.
Really?
Yeah. I think my uncle is a little bit of a.
What's interesting is like one boy. Or two Playboys on the coffee table, you're like, oh, that's feng shui.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of tight.
Yep.
Once you hit the threshold of five and more, you're like, what's really going on here?
What is happening? Well, I think like vintage Playboys would be kind of dope.
No, that's cool. The barbershop I go to, they have vintage Playboys. And then they're like, yeah, all right, take your time over here. I'll just be sitting and reading. And they're like, I'm ready for you. I'm like, well, I'm not ready yet.
I can't stand up at this moment. Dude, in my barbershop, they have nothing but hot, naked women. All like it's like a collage.
Yeah.
Of hot, like what hot porn. That? And like not like just boobs. I'm talking about like dudes coming on faces.
You ever been
and
to
I'm
that,
like, I'm trying to pee.
You ever been to a bar in LA called Adults Only?
No.
It's actually not too far from where, it's like somewhere in WeHo, okay. West Hollywood, but as you walk in, there's like old, like you walk through a room that's, it looks like an old adult store. So they have like TVs playing porn. And it's like, it's a cool like feel, but that's the last thing you want, dudes. We're already thinking about trying to fuck.
Yeah.
And you walk into a bar and start playing porn and there's girls from the 80s getting railed out, probably your aunt.
Yep.
And then just as a guy, you're like, yeah, sex, 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 sex. And then it just leads straight into a bar, just spits you out into a bar. And you're like, I just watched porn.
Yep.
I'm rocked up. Let me get a martini.
Yeah, it's like Hungry Lions
giving them
like pictures and videos of like steaks.
Yeah.
And then being like, hey, go be a normal person and be respectful.
Yeah.
How am I going to be respectful? I want to slap that woman's tits.
Dude, you fucking.
What can I get for you?
That's what I'm saying.
You're a pussy. Do you have that?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think about it until now, but it is like the feng shui. And then the inside, they just play like old timey movies. And you're like, yeah, what about the porn? How do we get back to that?
Yeah. How do I do that? Also, how do I get a martini full of your own semen?
Also, the olive is speared on my cock in my drink.
So weird.
That's the weird part.
That's been the only weird part in this whole thing. Remember that one time that I jerked off to my aunt?
Yeah. We should get her on the podcast.
Please don't.
What are you doing with that?
I'm going to kill myself. God damn.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries.
Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn. All right, we had to take a break because the battery died and then it started pouring rain in OKC. But that's just the, you know, that's summer out here. A little bit of rain. Little bit of depression, little bit of IHOP.
It looks like Seattle outside now. I don't like it. Let's leave.
Okay. It's just weird that it's 98 degrees outside too. You're like waiting in line to go to the show in a tank top with board shorts and rain boots.
I don't like it.
I'm in.
Ugg boots. Have anyone ever fucked an Ugg boot?
It seemed too hot. It would take my mind off of it.
Really? I think it's
I hate perfect. Being hot when I'm fucking. I get
I like it. I'm like, wow, I'm doing something here. Is this the Amazon rainforest?
No, I get that, but I just like, I can't breathe. And you're like,
I mean, where are you? You can't breathe.
In the bedroom. Well, it's just hot and it's stuffy and you're like eating cooter and your nose is muffled up.
There's nothing worse than just eating a cooter.
You ever go down on the cooter right after you're putting in some work? Uh-huh. So you're like still like,
uh-huh.
Or you're trying to do like deep breaths through your nose, but it looks like you're just trying to get tape wafts a cooter. Just a quick hit of cooter.
This ain't an oxygen mask. This is a fucking vagina.
Is this an N95? No, those are my flaps. So no?
Could you get... Can you get... All right. Thank you.
What is it?
I don't even know, dude.
Could you get...
I feel like... could you get... can you get more oxygen from the vagina if you're just down there? If you can... Can you... Is there oxygen in there?
No.
Or just love?
I don't think... Yeah.
Yeah.
Every kiss begins with cooter.
That might be the title.
Every kiss begins with cooter. They reach out, send us a cease and assist. But I was like, guys, that's pretty fucking good.
Whoa.
Every kiss begins with
cooter.
Cooter.
What's going on here?
I'm going to name my daughter Cooter. Nope, I'm can't do that.
Why not?
I don't know.
I'm going to name my daughter Electrolyte.
Yahtzee.
What is Yahtzee? What's Uno? You know those people Uno's that are above one. 11 that play Uno?
Yeah.
Wild card. Get a job.
Pay your cell phone bill. Dude, did you hear that family behind us at IHOP?
Yep.
There's always tea at IHOP. Nobody's ever having like good family morals at IHOP.
No.
They were like literally talking about cutting a family member off from their phone bill. They're like, I done told Bianca, that fucking bitch, if she don't pay, I'm going to just turn her phone off. And they're like, you can't do that. And like, I've been fucking warning her.
Yeah, Bianca.
And then somebody else is like, cut it off.
In the back. Like, Bianca only got fucking, she does OnlyFans. She only got one goddamn fan. And that's why she called her OnlyFans. This bitch.
Yeah, it's always like drama. It's like the most like subtle drama that's dragged out for no reason.
Yeah, dude.
This bitch ain't paying her phone bills. What, is she squatting on her phone?
Like, I mean, if your only joy in life is to drink Dr. Pepper and watch Maury Povich, I mean, you got to yell about a phone.
Honestly, I'm kind
though.
Of in. Me too, dude. Since it's raining outside now, I want to watch the Jerry Springer Show and drink Diet Dr. Pepper. And every once in a while, touch my dick.
Yeah, dude. I want to shove Mike and Ike's in my urethra and call my grandma.
Does the rain make anybody else want to jerk off? I think what it is like, oh, can't go outside, can't be productive.
Yeah.
I have to touch my cock now.
You have to. Dude, it's like if you're bored, your dick honestly is like just like a toy, right? It's like if I'm bored,
but a
what
big
do I
toy.
Do?
But no. No. It's literally God's way of being like, you're on timeout, stay inside, don't touch your cock.
That's why everyone loved COVID. How much more masturbation happened during COVID than any other time in the history of America?
Dude, everybody's coming out of COVID with the best forearms I've ever seen. If you have a weak wrist after COVID, well, you didn't do it right. Go back in, give yourself Delta virus, and jerk off twice a day.
You have to, dude. When I had Delta virus, I was the most least horny person in the entire world. My girl was like, you want to bang? And I was like, I can't breathe. Like, I literally can't breathe. And then I huffed her cooter, and I was like, there is oxygen down there. Call back, comedy. Let's go.
Huffing cooter. Huffing is crazy. Huff a paint can. Dude, there's this kid.
Get money!
There was this kid in eighth grade in the locker room. He would put his shirt over his nose.
Yeah.
And he would spray Axe into the shirt to filter it so it wasn't as bad for his brain. And then he would just huff what his shirt was scented.
And nothing happened.
He just turned into a Ford Mustang.
Buddy?
Funny?
Funny. But I literally was going to say the same thing.
Really?
I wasn't going to say Ford Mustang. Right. I was going to say
body spray huffing it, running down. Guys, I'll do it tonight. Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma, see you later. Hold on. We have to jump into a sock talk.
Yeah, you guys want to do some sock talk?
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's all good, man.
Fun time riffing. Running out of time here. We got to go to the show.
We got a sock talk here. This is from Brock. And Brock says...
Brock's jacked. I don't care what anyone says.
He's definitely jacked.
Fucking definitely jacked. Right? There's no way. His mom has to hand him her ID before she gets in our house.
Come out of the womb deadlifting your umbilical cords.
100%. He's just drinking the afterbirth.
Damn.
So he says,
Brock talk.
Do you love me?
He says, I just listened to the episode where you guys were talking about fucking someone's daughter. And I remember the time that my girlfriend's dad was the manager of a Costco and he got me a job there. And before my first day, I came in his daughter before I left the house, then went to work with him.
Wow. Wow. I thought he was going to have a title where he was like, the dad saw him buying like a 60 pack of condoms at Costco.
Damn.
Or Liquid IV, now available in bulk at all Costcos.
I don't think it's that episode, this episode.
Well, still, go buy it.
Yeah, go buy it. Promo code STIFF. Socks. No, promo code
Use
socks.
Use the promo code at Costco. Anyways, I mean, that happens by the thousands. That's what's so weird about like, you go to a lot of these small town restaurants and like chains. This happened recently. I don't know where the fuck I was, but it was like, the owner was like, oh yeah, my daughter works here. And then the chef in the back is dating my daughter. There's a lot of fucking going on.
Yeah. He fucks your daughter.
And then he makes a great eggs. Chicken Alfredo. Chicken Alfredo. God.
That's cum.
That was the best birds and bees talk I've ever heard. Chicken Alfredo. That's cum. I want chicken Alfredo and I want to fuck
a
lasagna. You know, you ever had a chicken bake from Costco?
A what?
A chicken bake?
A chicken bake? What the hell are you talking about?
Gabe, have you ever had a chicken bake?
Oh, I thought you could agree with me.
No, I really did too, but both of you guys are idiots. So what it is, it's like a big hot pocket and it's like, imagine like a Subway urban cheese like foot long, but it's like encased. Like it's like,
oh, so it's like a
but there's like Alfredo. I don't know. It's like cheese.
Calzone.
It's like a calzone with cheese, chicken, and bacon and ranch in it.
That sounds crazy.
It's so good, and you could definitely fuck it. Anyways, where are we at?
That was just Brock talk.
Hold on, Brock talk.
No, what city are we in?
I'd like to just say quickly that it is very funny to like shake a dad's hand. As you know that 18 minutes ago, you came in her and she requested it. Funny.
And you're saying, thank you for the job, sir.
Well, you're also just saying, thank you for my human fleshlight. That's what humans are. We're all just walking fleshlights.
Like the fleshlight wasn't modeled after the human.
Right.
What came first, the chicken or the fleshlight? A title. Did I ever tell you what this one girl said to my friend after he came in her mouth? She looked up at him. You're going to probably love this. She looked up at him and goes, thanks for dinner. Does that do it for you?
I wish I could just rocket ship off this goddamn couch.
You probably could.
Yes, I love
thanks
that.
For dinner.
Thanks for, well, wow. My favorite thing would be if she goes, thanks for dinner, daddy. said daddy afterwards. Dude, my girl recently said, give me the cum. Give mommy the cum.
I said, well, I do declare.
Give me a goddamn. Mom. Yeah, but that's weird. You can't bring mommy into
I
the
know. I wish she never said it again.
Daddy and mommy, give mama cum.
She did. She said, give mama cum. And I was like, well, I'm gonna give it to you. We're going to have a long talk afterwards.
I'll give it to you and also a Snuggie so you can watch Homeward Bound, you fucking mama.
Give mama me Rice Krispie treats.
What is that?
What?
It's like, for us, it's like, yeah, daddy. And then you say mama and you're like, I just want to hug you now. I want hospitality. Right. Well, I want gingerbread cookies.
For me, I'm into it because my mom's hot. Guys. Next podcast brought to you by incest. Promo code, what the fuck?
Promo code 23andMe. Save 23% off. Is this the same episode? I don't know where we are.
What's going on? Where are we? We're in the Marriott.
The things that have happened in this room. Do you think anybody's going to stay in this room after this and be like, dude, I think this is where they recorded. This is like episode 1000.
What episode number? We've been doing this too long. Let's stop.
The podcast or this episode?
I know.
The whole podcast? The whole thing. Honestly, this would be a great episode. All right. Dude, it's Friday the 13th.
Is it really?
We can't curse ourselves. We can't. This is not the last episode.
No, of course not.
We're going to have a great show.
I'm gonna get hit by a bus on the right on the way over to the show.
There's no streets on the way there.
That's true. They don't even know how to drive here. They don't know how to build buses here. These dumb fucks. Okay, I'm just joking. Oklahoma City, come out if I ever come here too.
All right, what's happening? Where are we?
Secret talk. Yeah.
Hold on. Brock. What was that? Brock talk?
That was Brock talk.
How the hell do we?
That was Barack Obama writing in.
That. Oh my God.
That was him.
Isn't that so funny that we hired? All right, let's move on. I was gonna say hired Barack Obama. We essentially did. That's getting like voted in. You get hired by like a lot of people. A lot of people say you're hired. What the fuck? All right, let's go. Let's move on.
All right.
Where's my aunt?
Hiding.
Dude, they got divorced. I can for real have sex with her. Like I could bang her for real.
Hit her up.
Huh?
Hit her up.
I don't even know her name. I literally don't know. I don't know her name. What if I just Googled aunt?
So when you're having these fantasies with her, you're like, oh yeah, fucking come in here, aunt.
Yeah. Why is it called an aunt? An aunt? What's an uncle?
An uncle is a guy who wants to beat your ass.
You said I don't think we have because you knew that was going. I would have had Gabe look it up. What's and it would have been fucking 48 minutes. Holy shit, what's going on right now? Gabe, please take the reins. This anonymous shit is going submission. Off the rails.
We have an anonymous submission. This is someone that says, my parents...
My dick is a little...
Wow, Greg has got jerked off by a girl's athlete's foot.
What if that happened?
Well, she fucks
I'd become
athletes.
The king of Los Angeles if that happened.
She's trying to tell your dog, you're like, the king of athlete's foot. It's like, it's clearly chlamydia. So it's not athlete's foot? Anyways, those are nice things. She's a nice lady.
All right, anonymous submission. My parents didn't pay for the Wi-Fi this month, so I had no way to watch porn at night.
Damn.
I ended up beating up to a curvy lamp in my bedroom.
Honestly, may the best man win. That's survival of the fittest. Dude, I commend them. I'm thinking about my current room right now. There's a giant photo of myself in the room and me having as big of an ego as I do. I could probably jerk off to that. It might take a little bit though. But that's great.
That is great.
I just want to know, did he like turn the lamp on and on and off? Did he like smack the curve, spit on it a little bit?
Yeah, you got to lick it a little.
I mean, also, do you not have data on your phone?
It doesn't sound like it now.
Oh, is that man. How Amish people jerk off? Can they jerk off?
Amish people? Dude, yeah. You see them make butter? Motherfucker's a jerk off. God,
I would love to have an Amish person on this podcast.
They're not allowed to be on this podcast. Look at the cameras and be like, Satan! They're not allowed to be here.
Well, but they can take that, like, the 1 year sort of vacation.
The Rumpelstiltskin.
Don't they like leave for a year and just like live a crazy life and come back?
Yeah, they leave.
Oh my God.
They leave the nest, they get herpes, and they bring it all back. How many goddamn Amish people get fucking herpes on that goddamn mural?
That's crazy.
That's probably actually how they get people to stay Amish, because Amish people go, they live one crazy fucking year, they come back with all these diseases, and then they show the kids, look, this is what happens in the outside world.
Yeah.
You know?
What is it called? The Rumpelstiltskin?
Rumblaustein. There we go.
Got it.
But yeah, so his follow-up here was he just wanted to know if you could nut to an inanimate object, which one do you think you could?
A catcher's mitt.
You got that answer so goddamn quick. I will say catcher's mitt's got extra padding on it.
Dude, it looks like catches. A pussy a little.
I don't know what pussy you're fucking.
Big one. My girl's got a big one.
You better hope she doesn't listen to all hour 47 of her fuck long has been.
I really hope she doesn't listen. I'm not going to have a girlfriend after she doesn't listen.
Fast forward 2 weeks, she's going to be playing this on Spotify out loud, be like, this ain't you? No, that was Trevor.
And I'm about to say no.
That was Gabe.
Gabe.
What inanimate object would I jerk off to? Honestly, I got a pair of shorts that are made of wool. But really soft, and if I kind of turn those up a little bit, and I have a little heater in my room, I could kind of warm it up. I think I could get in there.
I like that.
Yeah.
The wool. You have wool.
Or
you have
like
wool shorts.
Like, they're like.
What are you, a fucking World War II vet?
Sure. No, they're like the inside of a. What is it? You know, like those fuzzy ass things we got from Chubbies.
Oh yeah.
It's like that, but on shorts.
Fleece. Oh.
Fleece.
Fleece Navidad.
I was just going to say that.
Okay.
All right. Is that the episode?
That's the episode.
That's so funny to end an episode. Is that the episode?
Fleece Navidad. Well, guys, great episode. Great episode.
Holy Toledo, but we're not in Toledo. We're in fucking Oklahoma.
Where's Toledo?
City.
Ohio?
Toledo's in Ohio. I think it's just so funny. We're talking about all this in a goddamn hotel room.
Yeah. Which is the most normal thing that's happened in this hotel room.
This?
Yeah. Tour dates. Ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, thanks for listening. There's so much thunder. I need to touch my penis. Michael, you take it away.
Guys, listen. This episode has been fucking wild, off the goddamn rails. But this has been one of the funnest episodes we've done. I had so much fun. Guys, you need to do us a big favor. Please, please go on iTunes and Spotify, rate, subscribe, and review. I know all influencers say that, but it honestly does really help us out, chart and have other people find us. So it's very, very nice for you guys to do that. Also, as we said in the beginning of the episode, we also have a Patreon. Gives you 4 extra episodes a month. So that's 1 extra episode a week. Math, every single Friday we drop it. And you get access to the Discord and the entire back catalog of all the Patreon episodes. I can't talk. I have CTE. But sign up. It's only $5 a month. That's literally less than a cup of coffee. So go out there. Please do it. And we love you guys. Until next Wednesday. Boom, bang. Boom, bang. We both have to touch each other's peepees.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew, in a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.